As many of you know, being pastor of the cathedral is not my only assignment in the Diocese of Dodge City, as I also serve as director of seminarians. I'm always grateful for your patience with the part-time pastor. So this past week, I was at Kenrick Seminary visiting Carson, one of our seminarians. And on Tuesday, the rector wanted to introduce me at Mass, but he never asked me how to pronounce my last name. And he realized that when he stepped up to the microphone. So he said, "This morning, we would like to welcome Father Wesley..."
Sorry.
"We'd like to welcome Father Wesley to Kenrick." So later on, everyone enjoyed giving him a hard time about that. And I'm used to having a difficult last name, so that's okay. So it would seem like there's nothing difficult about the name that God gives to Moses in the first reading. When Moses asked, "What's your name?" God says, "I am who am." What does that mean? I am who am? I mean, wouldn't Xavi be easier, right? I'm just asking. I mean, wouldn't Javi be easier, right? I am who am. Well, at its root, God's name says something about being. It's not that I am tall or I am left-handed. For God, it's not even I am loving or I am forgiving. I am. It is his existence that makes him God. The very fact that he is what matters the most. But God's name says something about each of us as well, that our very being gives us meaning. It doesn't matter if you are old, if you are disabled, if you are Asian, if you are famous, if you are this, or the fact that you are is what makes you beautiful. On our horizon in the state of Kansas is an opportunity to affirm that beauty. On August 2nd, our vote on the Value Them Both amendment to our Constitution will be a chance to say yes. A pregnant woman and the baby she carries are both valuable simply because they are. This amendment is necessary because 2 years ago, our Supreme Court removed the foundation for any regulation on abortion in Kansas. Even common sense things like parental notification for minors, safe clinics, and taxpayer funding. Voting yes on the constitutional amendment will allow Kansas and Kansans to continue to protect the lives of those who are giving birth and those they are giving birth to. Now, one could be quick to say, "Well, Father, why don't you just leave that alone? You know, Father, why don't you just talk about church things? Why don't you talk about Lent and almsgiving and fasting?" And okay, what did the Lord say to Isaiah about fasting? He said, "The fasting that I want is to release those bound unjustly, to set free the oppressed, and to not turn your back on your own." Fasting. A person of faith, or for that matter, a person of no faith, can see that this is a matter of justice. But even if you know that, you might be saying, "Well, I'll just think about this in August." And that's okay. You could say that the most important time to think about it is in August, August 2nd, to be specific. But there are some things that probably should not wait until August. I can think of three. For one thing, if you will be 18 years or older on August 2nd and are a United States citizen but are not registered to vote, then you won't be able to help this amendment pass in August. Even though it's a primary election, you do not have to declare a political party to vote. Every registered voter can vote yes for Value Them Both on August 2nd. But only if you're registered. August may also be a little late to support our statewide effort. You know, one can be sure that supporters of unregulated abortion will work hard to defeat this amendment. Our investment will only be a fraction of theirs, but one that needs to be made. Perhaps you're able to donate to this cause, both locally or on the state level. Finally, if God told us so clearly that his being is his name, I am who am, then we must let him know with all our being how valuable every human being is. Your personal prayer and our parish prayer is what will open hearts, change hearts, heal hearts. Don't wait until August to pray. So you can pronounce my name as you wish. It's all good. Our dignity doesn't come from who we are, but simply from the fact that we are.